Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary. And in the world of sports here recently, we had a lot of first-timers come up. In the NBA draft, we had a young man from France, and why don't you try and pronounce that name for me? Zachariah?
It is Zachariah Richer.
And the number two draft pick was also from France, and it looks like Europe pretty much dominated the first 10 choices of the draft.
And we're still waiting, and I know LeBron James is still waiting for Bronny James's name to be called.
Yeah, well, I think since there's only two rounds, there's a real good possibility he's probably not going to be on it, and I wouldn't be surprised at all. The Florida Panthers are the new NHL champions for the first time in their sporting career in hockey, beating the Edmonton Oilers in a final game of 4-3, of which they had a 3-0 lead and almost became the first one in history to ever do that.
32 years since the last time a Canadian team won the Stanley Cup. 32 years.
Yeah, and they would have been the first team ever to have lost a 3-0 start in the finals. And the other winner for the first time are the Tennessee Volunteers, who captured their first men's college World Series title with a 6-5 victory over Texas A&M, a series that went best 2 out of 3, and Tennessee won the final game. So congratulations to all of you guys. And also, the Olympic trials have been absolutely phenomenal to me. We have had so many young people step up forward, and also the favorites continue to win. But there was a young man running the 400 meters, a 16-year-old high schooler, who ran 44:26, I think, that broke the under-18 world record. And he finished fourth in the 400 meters, just missing out qualifying it. And also in the 100 meters, there was another young man who finished, I think, at 9.98, finished fifth in the 100 meters. And the winner, of course, was Noah, the man who's number one in the world of sprints today.
It seems every year the times get faster and faster and faster. I mean, it's, what has it been, 100 years since we had the sub-4-minute mile? Are we going to see a 3-minute mile in the next 20 years, maybe?
I think it's physically impossible to do that. But anyway, it's been really exciting. Looking forward to it. A lot of new faces as well. Going to be representing the United States in the Olympics in Paris coming up later this summer. All right, we are down to beginning our first segment, and we're going to be right back right after this message on We'll See About That. Okay, we're moving on to Financial Coach's Corner with Brad Kreger. And Brad, after the last couple of weeks, we've been discussing taxes. Do all financial advisors provide that service?
You know, Ron, not really. But as you know, I have a boutique tax practice, and we actually file tax returns for some clients. But keeping taxes to a minimum is very important to the client's success. So far, we've discussed asset location planning and creating a tax-free source of income. We've talked about creating a tax map so you can understand the different ways you can pull income in retirement to minimize your taxes. Why is minimizing taxes so important? And there's an obvious, yes, you don't want to pay it, but more importantly, the math can be extreme. And let me give you an example of paying something through your business or personally, and why it'd be advantageous to paying it through the business. So let's say your spouse worked in the business with you and you wanted to buy her a laptop for Christmas. You should do it through the business. Let's say You want to get flowers for your wife. They buy it through the business, have them show up in the office on Monday, take them home on Friday. Both of those things are deductible. If you don't deduct them and pay personally, you're going to be paying a lot more. What do I mean? If I pay a dollar through the business, it's deductible. It costs me, the true cost is roughly 70 cents. If I pay it personally, I have to earn the money, pay the tax to then spend the dollar. Depending on your tax bracket, it might be $1.40. So when you start to compare these things, you're talking about $1.40 versus 70 cents. So you could actually end up spending twice as much by not deducting something that was otherwise deductible. So look, Ron, there's a lot more to achieving financial success than investing in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and controlling those taxes is a huge part of that success. At BFF Financial, we are here to simplify the complex to help our clients accumulate, distribute, and transfer the wealth they've achieved. Again, we're a little bit different than most. Enjoy your day.
Thanks very much, Brad. And there's your tip for the week. Hi, I'm Ron Say. When was the last time your accountant, insurance agent, investment advisor, and attorney had lunch together? Never? Well, that's the problem. The experts you currently use are unable to pool their knowledge to benefit you. Interested in a second opinion? Then talk to the financial advisor, Brad Kreger, at BFF Financial. Brad will work through your current investments, insurance, estate, and tax planning. He will give you a written report of his findings and will work with you with your current advisors to fix whatever he finds. Make the most of what you have and keep more of it once you've made it. Get a free consultation with Brad Kreger at BFF Financial. Call 888-908-4BFF. That's 888-908-4BFF. Or you can email brad@bfffinancial.com. Be sure to tell him Ron sent you.
Securities and advisory services offered through Centaurus Financial Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Centaurus Financial and BFF Financial are not affiliated.
They still call me the Penguin.
And welcome to back to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Carey, and this is just a reminder that Melissa's Produce is the proud partner of We'll See About That. Be sure to use my VIP code Ron Say when checking out at melissas.com.
And once again, check it out at melissas.com. Fantastic produce there, folks. Delicious, delicious indeed. Especially summertime, you got watermelons and papayas. Make sure to check that out. So we are back here, special roundtable edition. And Ron, we want to mark the passings of some certain luminaries in the world of sports and the world of entertainment. First, we briefly touched upon this last week, but we wanted to talk more about the passing of the great Lakers legend and GM Jerry West.
What an incredible contribution Jerry made to professional basketball, not only as a player, but a GM and a consultant. And he's known as Mr. Clutch and Mr. Logo. A talent that we probably will not be seeing again with the respective ways of which he made a contribution. So thank you once again, and rest in peace.
Absolutely. And there seems to be some confusion about his public persona versus his private persona. Anybody who has met him, including Rick Barry, who had one last week, Jerry West is a great guy. But because he was considered such a fierce competitor by the public at large, I remember growing up in the 80s during the Showtime Lakers, Jerry West would not sit during the game. He had this special little tunnel way up high in the forum where he would just pace because he was just so invested in that team. We also lost a great entertainer who I believe you knew personally, a fantastic actor, Academy Award winner, Donald Sutherland.
Donald Sutherland was a delight to see in Montreal. He would go to a lot of the expo games. He would be there regularly, and he would sit right off the on-deck circle. And when we would come out from the locker room, we had to pass him every night. And so a number of us got to know him briefly, but he was always a delight to talk with. He was very knowledgeable about baseball, and so I'm glad that I had a chance to rub elbows with the great Donald Sutherland.
Yeah, fantastic actor. Always, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. MASH, of course.
Yeah.
He was incredible in
great
MASH. Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah,
and last but not least, I know this is going to be a little bit tough, Ron, but your guy has passed away. The Willie, the great, the Say Hey Kid, Willie Mays, has passed away.
He sure did. And, he has left his mark everywhere. He passed away at 93. And I can tell you that if you are on Instagram, he has lit that place up this week with tributes done to him. What an incredible, special individual. My childhood idol growing up in baseball. As I've said before, we had a special relationship that was developed, and he was the one that gave me the opportunity to consider and be serious about my career at a young age. I got to watch him play an exhibition game in Tacoma, Washington, when the Giants came up to play their AAA affiliate, and got to see him there for the first time, and I was incredibly happy about that. And later played against him and had my pictures taken with him and had a relationship to which we became friends. So I'm glad that we were able to come full circle. And I can tell you this, he's got an incredible WAR statistic, which is the new metrics about players and their overall accomplishments in baseball. He is second all time for leading the league in WAR behind Babe Ruth. He did it 9 different times. And I can tell you, and I will tell you from the start from below, is that I was the number one ranked Los Angeles Dodger infielder for 6 of the 10 years that I was here. Willie Mays had a higher WAR ranking in every year that he played above mine.
Wow.
His worst WAR was above mine. And so it's humbling to say that, you know, I made a great choice. I was at a time where, you know, Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays were the kids' choices, and most of my friends stuck with Mickey Mantle, and I'm the one who stuck with Willie Mays, and I'm so glad that I did.
So hold that thought, because I want to probe that. But yeah, his career stats are just 660 home runs, over 3,000 hits, 302 batting average lifetime.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that, you know, growing up, you know, Ron, you grew up in the 50s and 60s of and we're going to talk about this later vis-a-vis Reggie Jackson's recent remarks.
Right.
How important was it for you to have your hero be an African-American player rather than a white ball player?
It had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
I can tell you that this is funny because I've had enough time to think about this stuff. My favorite basketball player growing up was Elgin Baylor.
Mm-hmm.
He was just up the street in Seattle playing for Seattle University. My other favorite along that period of time was also Oscar Robertson. And the other one was Will Chamberlain. And my football beginnings, I could tell you that Gale Sayers was one of them. Jim Brown was one of them. It had nothing to do with it. And I started thinking, I said, my God, all my favorite players are predominantly black.
Yeah. Do you think, but looking back now, do you think that just, you know, obviously you're watching these players and you follow them because they're great, because they're enigmatic, yeah, because there's something about them. They have that it factor. But do you think, you know, because there's a lot of kids that grew up around that time when you were growing up who, you know, were raised by parents and raised in a culture to, you know, look at certain people of certain races as second-class citizens.
There's no question. When I started playing, organized sports, yeah, through the Boys Club, where we were actually playing in leagues and wearing uniforms, we had a predominantly black Boys Club downtown. It was called the Downtown Boys Club. And they had some really terrific teams, and we were very competitive. They won some, we won some, and we developed a friendship. Now, taking that from, say, 8 years old to maybe about 13, and then we branched off into junior high school and high school, I was still playing against these kids at that next level.
Mm-hmm.
But there was an opportunity when we were playing against each other, and some of the kids from Downtown Boys Club invited me down to, you know, shoot some hoops. And so, you know, I rode my bike 5 miles down there, and I go in and I'm knocking at the reception desk and I'm saying, you know, can I ask you to page Travis and Bobby that we're supposed to meet up? And in between time, there's a lot of black kids that are walking around there wondering what, well, if you don't mind the phrase, Whitey, what's Whitey doing here? And one of the kids walked over to me and said, what are you doing here? And I said, I'm supposed to meet up with Bobby and Travis. And he said, you're with Bobby and Travis? I said, yeah, they asked me to come down and shoot some hoops. You're good. No problem. But I grew up playing against these kids. These kids are my friends.
Yeah.
You know, so there wasn't any, you know, some of these things that the kids do, try to paint them as, and you know, I heard some of it. I said, these guys aren't like that.
Yeah.
They're just not like that.
Yeah. They're kids. I mean, and kids are,
and we're all having fun.
Exactly.
And we're competitive.
Yes. And it goes to show the importance of sports and building a tolerant society. All right. Ron, when the great Say Hey Kid, Willie Mays, passed away, he was widely, I think universally accepted as the greatest living ball player. So now the debate is, who is now the greatest living ball player? I mean, some are saying that it might be Barry Bonds. There's a lot of baggage that comes with that.
Yes.
What do you think?
You know, I really haven't had a chance to think about it in that term. You know, there are some. You know, Koufax is up there as far as a pitcher is concerned. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, people tend to do the player. You know, it's almost like, who's the greatest player? Well, it's referred to pretty much the everyday eight. And yeah, pitchers are in a separate category. Barry Bonds, look, if you look at his stats, I mean, there's no question that he's one of the greatest players ever. And, of course, the steroid thing is going to follow him forever, just like it will Roger Clemens. So I'm incapable in this moment of picking the next greatest living player alive in Major League history.
Well, I'll throw Ken Griffey Jr.'s name.
You can throw his name out there too. Sure, there's lots of people that you could have in there. There's a number of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a kind of an interesting bookend, though, that we, you know, lost to Willie Mays. It seems like there's a kind of a changing of the guard where, you know, all the heroes that we grew up with, you know.
You know, it's frightening in a sense. It's been going on here for quite a while now. And there was a time when it was earlier on that we were losing a lot of Dodger legends too. So they have now finally collapsed to a very small level, and you know, our group's next. That's really the way that it works out. Yeah, it's become that time. And
your generation now is like the elder statesmen.
Yeah, well, we are. We're the old Brooklyn Dodgers. All right, we have much more to talk about this week and with our roundtable discussion. Mike, Gary, and I will be back right after this with We'll See About That.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
And we are back. We'll see about that special roundtable edition. So, Ron, let's go through some other of these topics that we wanted to talk about today. Dodgers, soon-to-be legend, I guess you could call him a living legend, said he's, quote, growing as a hitter because he doesn't have to pitch. That makes a lot of sense to me.
It does. And, of course, we're talking about baseball's best player currently in Major League Baseball, and that happens to be the Dodgers' Shohei Ohtani, who signed an enormous contract, and most of that deferred, as you probably are aware. And, he's strictly a DH. He's making improvement, I guess, coming back, starting to, you know, possibly pitch a little bit more, but I don't expect to see him this year in that way. There was something that Bueller said other day that Shohei Ohtani is the best player in the world, so you know why shouldn't he be the highest paid player? And when he's pitching, that's why we pay him double. And we're only seeing half the package right now.
Yeah.
And you know, I would say that depending how great he continues to hit the baseball, they might want to cut down on the number of years that he actually does pitch.
I would imagine so. I mean, because not only that, they have to protect their investments.
Right.
And we were seeing this prodigious offensive output from Ohtani when he doesn't have to, you know, pitch every 5 days.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if I was Ohtani, I'd be like, hey, but maybe he loves pitching. You never
know. You know, I think that should be left up to him because obviously if you're one of the five best pitchers in baseball from a starting standpoint, I mean, why wouldn't you? My God, if I had the ability to do something like that and I was that good, I wouldn't want to just say, hey, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
I want to do it until I can't do it anymore. You know,
well, the Dodgers might need his arm too, because we've seen that Clayton Kershaw's had a setback with his shoulder.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't expect that to work out very well anyway. I mean, he's been injury prone for a number of years now. They gave him a timetable to use on his own. They hoped that he'd be back the second half of the season. He's had setbacks. You know, who knows what's going to happen? But I didn't expect much of a contribution from Kershaw. And, you know, the Dodgers are currently cruising along. They're at the midway point in terms of games, and I think they're 20 games over 500. So they're sitting at the top of the National League West. But there's going to be, I think, serious competition when we get to playoffs. The Philadelphia Phillies are playing really great baseball. They are topping out right now. And Atlanta's going to make a rebound. You know, they lost some really key players, but they're going to be in the hunt. You know, you look over in the other division, and the Cleveland Indians are, I think, a big surprise to a lot of people. But they have got a really, really good nucleus of young players.
Best record in baseball right now. And where they're laughingstock these last couple of seasons.
Yeah. You know, and they've turned it around. And you know what? The other team that is, I think, got a great future in front of them, with all the great young players that they have leading the nucleus of that team, is the Baltimore Orioles. And they're giving the Yankees everything that they can handle. And, of course, the Yankees have been playing great baseball. And a lot of Yankee fans are extremely pleased about them getting back in the hunt again because that's been missing.
Yeah, it's also a lot of Baltimore fans. They are very surprised that the team has been so competitive and the spirit of the city in terms of the Orioles fans is so high after they lost Manny Machado.
Yeah, so I just feel that there's a lot of baseball to be played. The Chicago White Sox are treading on some very thin ice. While I was paying attention to it before last week, they had won only 19 games.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's improved any since then. That's pathetic.
Yeah, that's not great.
At halfway, you've won 19 games?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know what the number of lowest games ever won in a season is, but I would say they're probably in line to threaten
them. They're on pace for that.
Yeah.
Speaking of Chicago, you were recently in the Windy City celebrating the statue unveiling of your great former teammate, friend, and podcast guest, Ryan Sandberg.
Yes, I was. And we had a really nice weekend. Saturday was devoted to the NL East champions in 1984. Got to see a lot of my former teammates, get to share our memories of our time together there. And that really was a very special team in my career. We had a group of guys that really bonded well. I mean, they were a lot of fun to be around. It really was a great time. Ryan Sandberg, his day, the statue unveiling, I had an opportunity to have a picture taken with him in front of that. And he now, if you did not know, is the second player from the state of Washington that has been honored by the Cubs in this manner. Ron Santo and Ryan Sandberg both share a similar experience, and that is their numbers are retired by the Chicago Cubs. They are both in the Hall of Fame, and they both have a statue. And that's two of the five players that they have honored such, and they're both from the state of Washington. So state of Washington, where I'm from too, a very proud day for all of us guys, and I'm so proud that Rhino is getting through his health issues. Fine, he's had cancer and prostate cancer, excuse me, and he feels like he's going to get this and put this in the past.
So. Yeah, he's a fighter, and you know, all the best to him, and congratulations on the honor he received at Wrigley Field. And speaking of Wrigley Fields, you know, I remember growing up watching those Cubs games on WGN. And, you know, you got Harry Carey at the seventh inning stretch coming out there, oftentimes shirtless, oftentimes holding two beers. And I should note parenthetically, those were not his first two beers of the afternoon. You yourself, Mr. Ronsay, actually stepped in one time and sang that national anthem from the booth during the seventh inning stretch at Wrigley Field. And, you know, you're a man who's played in the World Series, played and probably cumulatively has played in front of 10 million people over the course of your career. And you mentioned that that was a pretty unique experience.
It was. It reminds me of my fantasy about joining Fleetwood Mac in the offseason touring. Here's this day that I'm being honored throughout the first pitch, going to sing the seventh inning stretch. And I am now being prepped to walk out, and I come out in the press box, and now you have the seventh inning stretch, of which I'm going to sing, and you have 35,000 people turn around and look at the press box and all the viewers on WGN. And I finally was overwhelmed with this. I said, oh, my God. I said, I really hope I don't mess this up, but this is my own little concert, you know. And it was overwhelming. It really was. I can imagine those rock stars that go out and perform to crowds a lot bigger than that. What it must be like, what an incredible experience that must be performing in front of those all those people and being able to just have a great time with it. It was wonderful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you do have the voice of an angel, so I mean,
well,
you know,
I am a recorded. I have a recording out.
You are a recording artist and star yourself.
48 years ago, 48 years ago on Long Ball Records, I recorded Playing the Third Base Bag and One Game at a Time.
I believe they printed 100 of those records, 99 in your garage right now.
Yes, that's exactly right. And if you want to get real curious, check out YouTube.
All right, to switch gears briefly here, we saw a remarkable piece of tape come from Reggie Jackson this week. He was at Rookwood Field in Birmingham, Alabama, and he recalled some of the horrors that he endured as an African-American ball player playing in the Deep South at that time. Your thoughts, Hassan, seeing that footage?
Well, you know, I have had experiences of listening to the great Dodger legend and pitcher Don Newcomb, also Willie Mays and Henry Aaron when he was chasing Babe Ruth's home run record, of which I had the opportunity to play in that game that he did break Babe Ruth's record. But the horror stories, and of course, you know, 42, Jackie Robinson. I went to the premiere when that first came out at the studio, and the racism that was back then still consists of a lot today. It's not going to go away. It's unfortunately,
it's baked into our country.
It is, and actually, everything that we know about the past. It's unfortunate, but you know, the death threats, the fact that they couldn't eat where you ate. Jackie Robinson, I think, lived probably 20 miles away from Vero Beach. Don Newcomb talks about the parts and time that he was in Vero Beach and the racism that he faced. You hear the stories about when you're on the road where the black players would have to go to another hotel. And sometimes they were not allowed to eat in certain restaurants. So, yeah, whatever you think you've experienced, it's nothing like what they had to experience.
And the thing that always still gets me when these issues arise is that this was within your lifetime and within my parents' lifetime. Yeah. This is not like, you know, antebellum South pre-Civil War, you know, some sort of Andrew Johnson style America. This is America in the 1960s, 1970s. And, you know, as we've seen, you know, players like Mookie Betts talk about his right. reception in Boston,
right.
the 2000s. And so this is an issue, like you said, that, you know, is baked in here. And, you know, thankfully it's not state sponsored as it was during Reggie Jackson's time, but it's still going on.
Yes. The funny thing is, you know, the Boston Celtics just won another NBA championship. And if you remember the great years that they had with Bill Russell and, you know, they have had, and of course, this new team with
Jason Tatum and.
Right. Yeah. And Brown, you know, who was the MVP of the series, they're black and they are stars and they love them. But I have a hard time trying to understand the rest of it. You know, it's just extremely difficult. It's very hard to talk about. I mean, I've heard stories from so many people I don't know how to respond to it. I just give them a lot of credit for persevering, I guess. It takes a lot of guts to go out there when people are screaming all those verbal epithets and you're supposed to just let them slide. That's why the Dodgers chose Jackie Robinson, because he had the personality to be able to deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, Branch Rickey says, you know, I think Jackie Robinson said, do you want me not to have the courage to fight back? And he says, like, yeah, I want you to have the courage not to fight back.
And believe me, knowing who he was and the stories that were told about him by people who I respect, there were times where he did want to go.
And Jackie Robinson could handle himself too.
Yeah, yeah, he was an athlete, actually a superstar athlete.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, I would say that he'd not be somebody one you want to run into in bad circumstances.
Absolutely not. Stick around, you guys. We'll be right back. We'll see about that with Ron Sexton.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka, handcrafted and pure. This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
Nope.
Okay. Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right. Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay. No worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Psst, I'm going to tell you a secret. Actually, I'm going to let a real Cricket customer, Daisy, tell you herself.
When I switched to Cricket Wireless,
that's Daisy.
I got a free phone.
Super free.
Well, it's so free, I don't even know why it's a secret.
Totally. Let's tell people. Switch and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Limited time. Must bring your number to Cricket on a minimum $55 per month. Voice plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
This Independence Day, we honor and thank those who've served in our military. Many have made sacrifices to protect our country, including their health. Veterans are twice as likely than those who haven't served in the military to develop ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. ALS is a neurodegenerative disease that affects nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord, causing patients to lose the ability to walk, speak, and swallow on their own. Veteran Elizabeth Fassler lives with ALS and is helping to raise awareness about this incurable disease.
I was honored to serve my country, and now I serve in a different way by sharing my story of living with ALS and spreading awareness among veterans. I think it's important for people with ALS to feel connected with others, and I hope my story inspires more veterans with ALS to become part of the Share Your Story community. To hear more stories from people living with ALS and to learn more about the opportunity to share your story, visit shareyouralsstory.com/radio.
This message is sponsored by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America.
This is big, like really, really big. So I'm a rewards member at Kohl's, and I just shopped their first ever member deal days. Listen to this. I got 25% off clothes, shoes, and more for myself, my husband, and my kids. Plus 25% off some really great finds for our home. Not a member? Don't worry. You can join for free right now and get instant access to these savings too. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on Kohl's member deal days. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. 25% off Kohl's rewards offer ends June 30th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The fans are rooting for the Dodgers. The Dodgers of old L.A.
And we are back. We'll see about that special roundtable edition. Once again, thank you so much for joining us. And this week in Dodger history, presented by BFF Financial, 1960. The Philadelphia Phillies strike out a dozen times in each of their doubleheaders when the Dodgers sweep them at Comey Mac, 6-3 and 5-2. That's 24 strikeouts, which tied a major league record for strikeouts in a doubleheader.
Well, we're 64 years down the road, and I would say that record's probably going to be broken pretty easily.
The way these guys are playing these days, where you're going to hit 260 and strike out 200 times a year and still make $400 million, it's a whole different story. And speaking of striking out, Ron, some are saying, and in fact I'm saying, that the Los Angeles Lakers have struck out on their new head coach, which they just hired, one J.J. Redick. Of course, J.J. Redick had a pretty nice career in the NBA, played on several teams, most recently before he retired with Brooklyn Nets. He was a three-point specialist. He was a Duke kid. He is now, and of course, he was LeBron James's former podcast partner. But he's now the new coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. And if you just give me a second here to indulge myself, Ron, I am done with this franchise.
Take it away.
I have loved this franchise ever since I was watching, you know, Magic Johnson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on KCAL Channel 9. I loved this team. I was at several milestone games. I was at Kobe Bryant's last game. I was at the famous 2001 Robert Horry game. Which is a seminal point in my life. I've seen them both play at the Forum. I've seen them all throughout. You know, since 1986, I've been watching this team. And after what they've done, and I don't want to say that it's not coincidental that this, I really started to not like this team once LeBron James came here. Of course, we had 2020 when they're in the bubble, the coronavirus. He brought us a title, which thanks to him, but actually Anthony Davis is a better player that year. But, and it's hard for me to say this definitively because, you know, who knows how much he's involved behind the scenes. If he actually is the coach, GM, the ticket salesman, the equipment manager, because that's what the rumors are, is that he controls pretty much everything. And for them to fire Frank Vogel, who is now having tremendous success, to fire Darvin Ham, and now to hire a coach with no coaching experience. You know what his coaching experience was, Ron? In 2021, after he retired, he coached a sixth grade boys basketball team in Brooklyn, New York. That's the only coaching experience that he has.
Well, I mean, it's kind of the way of sports today. You see it in baseball. No experience necessary. We're going to run the thing for you. Metrics runs everything. I mean, maybe that is enough experience coaching a six-year-old basketball team or whatever it was. But, you know, my best times of watching the Lakers were when Pat Riley was the coach, and I had a chance to watch, you know, Elgin Baylor. When Elgin came to the Lakers, it was like, wow, isn't this great? One of my guys is coming to be a Laker. And I loved Gail Goodrich and Jerry West. And then when Wilt came over to be the enforcer and let those other guys just score, they won 33 straight games that one year.
1971.
And that was a great time. I really enjoyed that basketball team. And, of course, you had Kareem and Magic and Worthy and Kobe all, you know, there together and win championships, all good. But it certainly seems like it's taken a different direction now.
It sure has. And I would imagine that, you know, things haven't been the same since Dr. Buss passed. Dr. Buss, this just goes to show how important he was to this city and to this franchise, because ever since he passed away and when Jeannie took over, it's been a revolving door of who's going to run the basketball side. I give Jeannie Buss a lot of credit because even before Dr. Buss passed away, she was very good at business. She changed the way that the Forum was perceived. She brought in a lot of musical acts, rock concerts, all sorts of different events. She's very good on the marketing side, but she cannot run the franchise as a whole. And I understand there's a lot of drama between her and her siblings, but if it's time for her to step away, if it's time for maybe the Buss family in general to cash out, I mean, this is a $5 billion, maybe a $7 billion franchise. And if she wants to, you know, if she wants to cash out and, you know, travel the world with her new husband, Jay Moore, more power to her, because it's time for somebody to come in here who had the kind of competitive fire that Dr. Buss has, because he would not put up with this kind of losing. Oh, next year, next year, next year. We're still paying two or three coaches. And you hire J.J. Redick, and most egregiously, you give him a six-year, $70 million deal.
Oh, my. I didn't know. I didn't see the terms of the deal. I didn't know it was 6 years.
And so when they fire his no experience person out of the office, they're going to have to pay him. Huh. And so I don't know how you rectify this, and it's just – it's very frustrating because – the Lakers and the Dodgers too. I mean, they're premier crown jewel franchises, and it seems to me, you know, we're the city of champions for a long time. All these titles now, you know, to add insult to injury, you see the Boston Celtics win their 18th title, surpassing us. And so it's just very, very hard. I guess I'm going to become a Warriors fan or maybe a Spurs fan because it's just I just can't keep suffering this heartbreak year after year.
Well, one of the Dodger minority owners, if you call it minority, is Peter Guber, who has a stake in the Warriors, of which, going full circle, I used to go up with him and Jerry West a couple of times to Oakland. And they'd drive us right up, drop us right off. And as soon as the game's over, we're back on a plane shooting down here. It was a lot of fun listening to Jerry and Peter talk, and of course, you know, Jerry's a lot like Rick Barry in that he's candid.
Yeah, he calls it like he sees it.
Exactly, and that's one of the reasons why I think I enjoyed him, and so is Pat Riley, by the way.
And one thing I should note, too, just to get back to the basketball side, is that, you know, those Pat Riley teams, you know, everybody thinks about Showtime and the offense. Those were tremendous defensive teams. Yeah. They're holding teams to 93 points in the 80s when you had the Denver Nuggets scoring 150 every night. During the Phil Jackson era, you know, everybody talked about the triangle offense. Phil Jackson was a tremendous defensive coach. Yeah. And, I mean, this is the problem, is that LeBron James, as great as he is offensively and great as he is as a passer, he doesn't want to play defense anymore. Anthony Davis doesn't want to get, you know, hurt too much because he's made of porcelain, so he doesn't want to play down low and defend at the centers. And so is J.J. Redick is J.J. Redick a known player's coach and LeBron James' former podcast host? Is he going to take LeBron James to task when he's not getting back on defense?
I don't think so.
No.
And, I think the integrity of the game is kind of questioned at this point. You know, when you look at the All-Star game that's played in the NBA now, it's pathetic. If this is the game that you're going to put out there for entertainment and you're going to score 200 points to 195 or whatever, you're going to have – I think you ought to just toss the MVP award. This is a prestigious game. This is supposed to be the best against the best. Yeah. And you go out there and you just play games with each other. It doesn't mean anything anymore. Look what flag football's done to the NFL All-Star game. They don't want to get hurt. You talk about defense. Nobody wants to get hurt. Nobody wants to play. Yeah, it's entertaining having these guys shoot their shots and do whatever crazy things they want to. But when you look at baseball and where baseball has gone, it's gone in the same direction. I was talking to Larry Boa, my shortstop in Chicago with the Cubs, world champion, great shortstop. We had our talks about, you know, the mic up of what they do, in the All-Star game is where they started the experiment. And they're micing these guys up now during the regular season for $10,000.
That shocked me. I didn't know that, and I think a lot of people don't know that. These guys are getting paid.
$10,000 for a half an inning defensively, and it's part of the bargaining arrangement. So both the owners and the players have this action. It increases during the playoffs, I'm told, to $15,000. And I got to tell you, there was a game played here a few weeks ago. The Dodgers, I believe, were in New York. Kike Hernandez was playing third base. He was mic'd up. And he made an error while being talked to. And it cost him a run, as best I can remember. And after the game, somebody had some brass to be able to walk into the clubhouse and say, Kike, do you think you might think about not doing this the next time? And his response was, hey, I'm getting paid, and I like money. And I got to tell you, that was pathetic. And I know Kike and his personality. I know he's a jovial guy, likes to play a lot of games. He may have meant it that way, possibly, but it wasn't taken that way.
Here's Kike Hernandez, who's making millions, probably will make hundreds of millions of dollars by the time his career is over. And he is booting a ball that'll cost his ball club a run for $10K. How disrespectful is that to the fans who are paying a week's salary to go watch him play?
Exactly. Dave Roberts, apparently, as the paper quoted him as saying, "I didn't realize he was mic'd up." I don't know what's going on over there.
Well, then he's either he's incompetent then.
Well, I can't answer that question in that phrase. But if baseball has allowed you, the networks bring this thing here. I mean, I don't know how you think that's going to make the game better. I really don't. It's disastrous to me. I mean, the manipulation that's going into the game these days, I'm okay with a few of them. I don't mind the pitch count. But let me tell you something about the runner that's installed at second base in an extra inning game. If you're a Dodger fan, you're probably halfway home in the ninth inning, okay, or 10th inning. You're either going to stay or you're not. It's not going to change anything. So why do you think you need to rush the game at this point in time? These teams are battling for a spot in the playoffs. Normally speaking, the ratio of games that you play over the course of 162 games is about 10% of those turn out to be extra inning games. That's a lot of games. And when you go into the last week of the season and you're a few games out and, you know, now you have to reconsider about, geez, you know, we gave that game away. We gave that game away. To me, it shouldn't be about let's speed up the game at the end of the game. You know, the fans that want to stay there are going to stay there. And I don't think that the Dodger fans who need to leave early, that always leave early, are going to continue to do that. But for those who want to stay, it's a little late to be concerned about whether or not they're going to get home, you know, 20 minutes a little earlier or not. I just think that that's gone way too far. I'm not, as you've heard in the past, I'm not a big fan of the bullpen game. I think it's a glorified exhibition game, and this is another game that you take at risk when you consider that, you know, hey, this counts just as much. And if you're down in that last week and you have five or six of those games where you decide to just roll the dice – okay.
Yeah, I mean, because you always see it every year. I'm sure you've been on these teams where you're a half game. You could be a half game out of that wild card or a half game out of going to the playoffs. And yeah, that's one of the great things about baseball. You have 162 games, and in the end, every game matters.
It certainly does, and that means early in the season and late in the season. So, you know, put your foot to the pedal and keep it down and run it out there. You know, the only team that – probably wishes that the season is over with is the Chicago White Sox, you know. And even the Oakland A's, who were brutal last year, you know, are playing a lot better baseball, you know. So I'm pleased with that. I think there are, you know, there's lots of competition for winning the World Series this year. You know, even the Cleveland Indians weren't a thought in the past couple of years. Now they're knocking on the door too, so I like it. I like what I see in some of it, but the rest of it, the manipulation is getting a bit much for me.
Yeah, me too. And when you see, you know, no one being held accountable in this Kike Hernandez situation, no closed-door player meeting, no, you know, sit down the next day. And when you talk about these teams that, you know, will play hard from day one to day 162, you can tell that's a clubhouse that works as opposed to a clubhouse that doesn't work.
Well, I can tell you that if that was probably offered in our era of baseball, don't ask me. Don't ask me to mic up, you know. In an exhibition game, in spring training, sure. This one here, not going to happen. Okay, we're done with that segment of We'll See About That. We will be right back right after this.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
And welcome back to We'll See About That. We have ended our show with the roundtable discussion, and I do want to point you in the direction of my website, The Ron Say Show. We have a menu of podcasts and guests, and my book, Penguin Power, is also over there with a choice of inscriptions. And you can follow me at the official Ron Say on Instagram. And I want to remind you that I'm having a book signing coming up this Sunday, June 30th at 12 p.m. at Brent's Deli in Westlake. So all you locals who want to have a great brunch out there at Brent's Deli's and pick up a copy of the book, we're going to be there from about 12 to 2. And the following week, of which I will not be here because I will be up in Spokane, Washington, visiting some residents. Some
it's true. They are residents.
Relatives, yeah. I'm going to be at the Spokane Avista Stadium, park that I played in a long time ago. I have a book signing there, so I hope that I will see a lot of the local people who are Washington State fans and Spokane Indian fans and the home of Ryan Sandberg will come out and be a part of this book signing. So I got a big week coming up. I'm looking forward to see all my relatives and get to take my grandkids with me. So should be a lot of fun.
So you're run around with the cousins and hang out.
They have such a good time. They came down here last year and spent some days at the house, and they all jumped in the pool, and it was just a great time. And I love the fact that they are about the same age, because it's a lot of fun for them to grow together.
Yeah, the cousins growing a large family, having the cousins running around was great. And that book signing at Brent's, go to that, make sure to pick up a Reuben. Not only pick up a copy of Ron Say's fantastic book, Penguin Power, but also get a Reuben, because Brent's Deli is quite nice.
Yes, Ron Peskin, the owner, is obliging us, so we're all set to do that this coming Sunday. Once again, Brent's Deli at noon for a book signing with Penguin Power. Looking forward to going to Spokane, and next week we will be having a best of shows that Mike will coordinate. So we certainly hope that you'll Come back and visit us next week, even though we're not going to be live. So,
and G-Bus, if you're listening to this, just give me a call. You know, you need a consultant to work on the basketball side over here. I have some ideas. Maybe we get this franchise back on track.
Yeah, I think that you should be heard. You're a fan, and you're adamant about it. You know, it's your guys, and you want to see them play at the best and continue to give you the thrills that you had when you were a kid.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have finished up another week. We'll see about that. Thanks for joining us, and we will see you very soon again.